Point of order, the Prime Minister.
On a point of order, Mr. Speaker, may I give the House the latest information about the Battle of the Falklands? After successful attacks last night, General Moore decided to press forward. The Argentinians retreated. Our forces reached the outskirts of Port Stanley. Large numbers of Argentine soldiers threw down their weapons. They are reported to be flying white flags over Port Stanley. Our troops have been ordered not to fire except in self-defense. Talks are now in progress between General Menendez and our deputy commander, Brigadier Waters, about the surrender of the Argentine forces on East and West Falklands. Yeah. I will report further to the House tomorrow. Yeah.
Further to that point of order, Mr. Speaker, may I first of all thank the Right Honourable Lady for coming to the House to give us the news, particularly because the news is so good for all concerned, especially good because it does appear that what she has been able to tell us means that there will be an end of the bloodshed, which is what we have all desired, and I believe that there will be widespread, genuine rejoicing, to use the word that the Right Honourable Lady once used, but there will be genuine rejoicing at the prospect of the end of the bloodshed. Can I say to her also that there will also be, I'm sure from the House tomorrow, if the news is confirmed, as I trust it will be now, there will be, of course, great congratulations to the British forces that have conducted themselves in such a manner. And if I may say so to the Right Honourable Lady, I know that we have many, many matters on which, many matters on which we will have to have discussions and maybe arguments about the origins of this matter and other questions. But I could well understand. I can well understand the anxieties and the pressures that must have been upon her during these weeks, and I can understand that at this moment those pressures and anxieties may be relieved, and I congratulate her upon that. Now, I believe, Mr. Speaker, we can, as a House of Commons, transform what has occurred into benefits for our country as a whole. I believe that that is the way in which we, certainly on this side of the House, will wish to proceed. I think there are many fruitful lessons in diplomacy and in other matters that we can draw from these occasions, and that certainly will be our determination on this side of the House.
Order. I'll call both those Right Honourable Members, or in turn, Mr. David Steele.
Further to that point of order, will the Prime Minister accept that this is an occasion when the whole House should rejoice in congratulating both the government and the forces involved on bringing this matter, this sad matter, to a satisfactory and peaceful conclusion?
Mr. Speaker, may I move that...
Further to that point of order... Point of order. Now I join with the Leader of the Official Opposition and the Leader of the Liberal Party in conveying the congratulations, I believe, of the whole House to the Royal Navy, to the Army, to the Royal Air Force, and to the Royal Marines, and to the Government, and to those Ministers who have played a crucial role in the achievement of an extremely successful outcome. Now I wish all well, and particularly those people who have lost their lives and those families who are currently grieving tonight that their sacrifice and the sacrifice of their loved ones was a sacrifice that was necessary and inevitable.
Oh, Mr. Michael Putt.
Could I suggest to the Leader of the House that there is some business that would be transacted, but I would have thought in these circumstances it is much better that the House should adjourn now and that the business should be brought forward on another occasion. I would have think that that is the general desire of the House. The Honourable Gentleman shakes his... Right Honourable Gentleman shakes his head, but I think you'll find that that would be the desire of the House.
Leader of the House.
Speaker, may I move that at this day's sitting, notwithstanding the provisions of Standing Order Number 4, prayers against statutory instruments, etc., negative procedure, the motion relating to Public Health Scotland may be proceeded with, though opposed, for 1.5 hours after it has been entered upon, and Mr. Speaker shall then put any question necessary to dispose of the proceedings thereon, if not previously concluded.
The question is... I'm bound to put the question first. The question is the motion in the name of the Leader of the House, the business motion. Mr. Christopher Price.
No. 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 No.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. It is the custom when this sort of occasion occurs for previous leaders of the House to have recognised the feeling of the House and to have arranged the business of the House accordingly. In all the circumstances, Mr. Speaker, nobody wants to go on with the business, and the Leader of the House knows perfectly well that if the House wishes to prevent that business going through, there are ways and means of preventing it doing so. And we have a right to expect that the Leader of the House, who we all respect, would not move a motion of that kind, but come forward with some sort of feeling of how both sides of this House feel, and that we shouldn't be expected to go through the business set down and be allowed to leave this sitting at this point.
Order. Mr. Bruce Millan.
Further to that point of order, Mr. Speaker, we on this side of the House had already decided not to move the prayer, so this fuss is quite unnecessary, and the Leader of the House's motion is quite unnecessary. Yeah.